30 minutes outside the capital, Buenos Aires, these firemen are struggling to extinguish one of many fires that have taken hold across Argentina in recent days. The conditions are extreme. This country is going through a heat wave, with highs approaching 44 degrees Celsius in the interior of the country. Guido Giana owns a home in the area. He says he's never seen anything like it.
The firemen thought they had put out all the fires, and today they have started again. We are told we have to plow the area around the house to prevent it from spreading. It's the first time there are so many fires.
Fires are also burning in the far south in Patagonia and other provinces. The government has declared a fire emergency throughout the territory for a period of 1 year.
Lack of rain, the heat, and the wind are causing fires like this one to spread rapidly across the country. In this area, there's already several fires ongoing in the province of Buenos Aires. It's a major concern because it not only has an impact on the environment, but also on the economy.
Experts say the situation in Argentina is driven by the La Niña weather pattern that causes warm, dry weather. Analysts estimate that the La Niña could cost the country 8 million tons in crops this year. In the cities, millions are struggling to cope with the heat. A rise in energy consumption has generated substantial power cuts.
We have to be careful these days. First of all, stay hydrated, drink much water, avoid heavy clothing, wear light clothing in bright colors. We have to avoid physical activities during the day.
The current heat wave has also raised the issue of climate change and the possibilities of more extreme weather in the country.
Once the situation is over, science will have to decide whether what is happening is related to climate change. But it is within the parameters of what we hear could happen. More drought, higher temperatures, heat waves that are stronger and last for a longer period.
Government planning and investment are now being seen as key to adapting to the changing weather patterns and helping Argentina prepare for the difficulties that could lie ahead. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.